into the studio. Well, what's the off season been like for you?
Well, I've just been boxing, you know, lifting weights, and I went back to school.
Did you actually hit another person?
No, I just was hitting backs.
Do you have any aspiration at all to hit another person in a ring?
No, just on the field.
You think you have the courage to do it?
I think I do.
Do you think boxers are the best athletes of all?
Yeah, I think they are the best athletes.
I mean, now that you've gone through it, you have a working knowledge of how hard it is.
Yeah, and I was going probably 25% of what, like, you know, a regular boxer go.
I know you did it as well last year, I think, right?
And mm-hmm.
What's improved from the boxing ring helped you on the football field? Has it been the use of your hands, the quickness of your hands, your reaction? What's helped you?
Reaction and quickness of my hands. You know, just getting them on top of the linemen and, you know, moving them as soon as they come. That's where the reaction comes in. And, you know, they throw hands at me, you know, a couple of times to get out the way. And I think that helps a lot, you know, when you see them coming at you.
Brandon, last year, it seemed like you were really coming into your own. I guess I'd call it a crazy year for you. I mean, you, as much as anyone, caught in the middle of everything that was going on with defensive line coach Jim Washburn, the defensive scheme. Talk to me about, as you reflected back on last year, what it was like.
I mean, it was a depressing season because, you know, I wanted to be out there even while we was losing, just be out there a little more than I was. And when I got my chance, you know, I made sure I was always ready. And, you know, it just opened up for me. And I was happy towards the end of the year, you know, on how I finished, because it's all about how you finish. And this year, I'm trying to start fast and finish fast so we can make this run towards the championship.
How's the transition just kind of in this first day been? I mean, you got a new coaching staff. Do they express to you already what they want from you?
Nothing yet. You know, just everything still quiet right now. You know, we couldn't talk football before April anyway. So now that we're back into everything, they don't want to put too much of a load on us. So, yeah, but today was a pretty intense day. You know, it was cool because it was a good workout. But, you know, everything's more up-tempo than it was previous.
You like
previous
that? Years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like it a lot. It reminds me of college days under Coach Rodriguez.
Yeah, so you get in. So you knew coming in you had to be in great shape or, quite frankly, you were going to get your butt kicked today.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you know, you can't rest that long, you know, and that's what I'm used to anyway.
Brandon, what's it like when you walk in and see so many new faces, a new coaching staff? You have to get to know everybody all over again, don't you?
Yeah, you know, it's some people that's been here that looks new to me because it's so many new faces. But, you know, obviously,
yeah, I know. I'm here.
Obviously, I know
that's
you.
Right. Thank you, my man. We're still here. Hey, that's a victory, right?
Yeah,
we're
that's a victory. We're still here. We're still here.
There is a matter of survival in the NFL. What do you expect, Brandon? How's this team turning around? Huh? I'm sure you spent many days and weeks here thinking about that you never want to go through that kind of season again.
No, especially not nowhere, you know, and not here because, you know, how the fans are, you know. I mean, I'm trying to get everybody, you know, happy again. And, you know, only thing that can make them happy is a championship.
That's exactly right.
And that's all we striving for. And this year, I mean, I know people don't want to, you know, start putting predictions or nothing, and we're not going to do that. We're just going to take it one game at a time, one day at a time, and, you know, we're just going to make it happen.
Coach Davis, defensive coordinator here, Bill Davis, has not talked about a 3-4 versus a 4-3. I don't know has he talked much to you about that?
No, not at all. You know, I just met him yesterday, and, I mean, we talked before, but, you know, just seeing him in person was different, and, you know, he didn't really go into details about nothing, just said make sure, you know, you stay strong and, you know, get faster. And we'll worry about the rest.
So if you play defensive end, you can, if they ask you to do that, no problem. If you play linebacker, no problem.
No problem. You know, ball. I'm a ball player at the end of the day, and yeah. We always got to make adjustments because, you know, you never get the same coach for too many years. You know, before you had to make another jump.
I will say from a purely you know, manly standpoint, you do look quite ripped. Your body looks good.
Thank you.
You look like you've been working really hard.
Yeah, I mean, I started end of January. You know, I gave myself a couple weeks and then got back into it. You know, I think I'm going to do it like this every year because, you know, I like the way my body felt towards, you know, the end of the year. And even though I didn't play that much, but I practice every day, you know, and that wears you down just as much as playing in the game. So, yeah.
Brandon, you mentioned that you have been going to class, back to class at University of Michigan. Congratulations to your Wolverines on the Final Four run. Let's see what happens this weekend. Good luck to you.
Go Blue.
Yeah, so tell me about class. What kind of class you've been taking and why?
Right now I'm taking physics because I have to have to finish with one math requirement, you know, and that's a 4-credit physics class. And I just took that because I didn't want to overwhelm myself, even though I got 13 left. This is 4 credits, so I have 9 left after finish.
It's important you to get your degree?
Yeah, it's very important, you know, because, you know, I preach that. I want to preach that to my kids, and I at least want to have, you know, my diplomas up, you know, and, you know, I can't talk about it if I ain't been about it.
Right. And yeah. So you are literally, have you literally gone back to campus, walked the campus, gone back into the classroom and sat there and heard the lectures?
Yeah, you know, this is this is the only class that I have to do that for, but it was fun, man. I mean, it brought back a whole bunch of memories, and you know, it's just fun to see a lot of you know, people walking around that I knew, because this is the last year of the people that I do know, you know, before, like, you know, I won't know nobody else.
Don't call them kids now. Don't be an old man on me.
No, they're not.
Don't say you're sitting around a bunch of kids.
Well, you know, students. Okay, you know, good. And you know, man, it just felt good because everybody, you know, welcomed me back, and you know, I seen all the coaches, and it was just fun to be around that atmosphere.
Excellent. How's the atmosphere here?
It's real upbeat right now. You know, everybody's like buying in. You know, and we got a lot of new faces, and you know, I had to learn pretty much everybody's name. I mean, even though I knew, I kept up with, you know, the picks and stuff like that, but just to see him in person finally. Yeah. You know, it felt good.
Chip Kelly has everybody's attention, doesn't he?
Oh, he has everybody's attention. Shoot, when he first started talking in the meeting yesterday, everybody, it was so quiet in there.
There's our new head coach. We better pay attention here.
Yeah.
He's our present. He's our future. Well, Brandon Graham, have a great offseason.
Thank you.
We'll see you around, man. Thanks for coming by.
All right.
Brandon Graham in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.